Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Thursday, May 12th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It is now day 6 since Alex Jones has answered any questions about his censorship practices. In fact, on yesterday's show, after it was done, he snuck once again into his archives and altered content before he put them up on the GCN archive board. He snuck again into the archives and altered them. He censored them. Folks, let me ask you a question. What matters to you? What really matters? Now, of course, everyone knows their family matters to them and their job matters to them. But above and beyond the obvious things, what matters to us? Does the truth matter? Does censorship matter? Does sticking to one's word matter? Well, we're people that don't let go of something once we believe in it. And you know what? We're not letting go of this Alex Jones thing because the first time he did it, we thought, well, maybe this could have been a fluke. You know, this was just a lack of judgment. But now it's becoming clear that this is standard practice for Alex Jones. He is the biggest censor in the alternative media today.
In fact, I don't really see much that differentiates him from the mainstream media now.
Nothing. Now, we got an email today from Craig S. And here's what he said. He says, I've only been a subscriber to GCN for 2 weeks. Only 2 weeks. And I've already encountered about 5 or 6 instances where Alex either hung up on someone or edited or outright deleted entire calls from archives. I've paid for 6 months up front for this crap. And I am furious that this is happening. The live audience gets one version of events, and I get another version on the late night refeeds. In other words, Alex Jones is censoring his material before it goes up on the archives and before it's rebroadcast that night. This is the most egregious practice we can think of.
Mm-hmm.
This is worse right now than what the mainstream media is doing because even when they do print something that's a lie, at least they keep their lies in. And,
as far as the detractors of Wing TV, the people who are sending us the hate mail, the defenders of Alex Jones, they never address the issues. The issues are that he sells fear and paranoia, not how much money he's making for a living, but how he's doing it. He's selling fear and paranoia, which is diametrically opposed to empowering people
right.
to direct activism. He's silencing people. He's making them more passive. We want proactive participants, not passive spectators. He's not honoring his word. This is important. We should all be expected to honor our word. It's a basic. It's a no-brainer. He's censoring people and deleting them from the archives. He won't address the Zionism issue. Why didn't he report and promote the OKC event? That's one example of something he could have promoted as a prominent spokesperson in our alternative media.
But
and
see,
why isn't he answering these questions?
Right. These questions have been out now for almost a week. And Alex must think that he's so far above
he does.
Reproach and also so far above you. Because we know how many emails and how many message boards are buzzing with this. We know how many people have sent emails to Alex Jones, to GCN, asking them why he won't respond. This guy has so little respect for any of you that he feels no necessity whatsoever to answer for his actions. And what this is becoming is a disease.
Yeah.
It's a corruption. It's a dishonesty. And what bugs me the most is the sneaky way he does it. Alex Jones is a little sneaky man.
Yeah. You'd have more respect for him if he just hung up on the person and didn't take the call.
Yeah.
The minute he started hearing something he didn't like the mainstream does. What he does is he'll let them talk, and then he goes into his archives and wipes it out like it never happened.
It's sneaky.
And the people he's doing it to are people who've paid for GCN subscriberships. That's why we're getting so many emails now saying, I've canceled my subscription because I'm furious. They won't address this issue, and
right.
he just keeps doing it.
And I tried to put in a call to Ted Anderson again today, the president. He wasn't in, but I'm going to keep trying with him. And why doesn't Alex, if he's going to censor his archives, at least put a disclaimer
right.
at the beginning of every show that says,
these archives are subject to censorship.
Yeah, my name is Alex Jones, and what you're about to hear has been censored. It has been, certain sections have been deleted of content, which I disagree with. And it's beyond belief because we're not going to back down. And in fact, right now, me and Lisa have talked about this off-air for a couple of days now. We want to issue a challenge to Alex Jones to appear with us on some radio show. We haven't determined which one yet. To debate us on the censorship issue and also the other 10 questions that we asked him. Right now, Alex, the challenge is out. Are you going to be a little man that hides behind your microphone in Austin, Texas? Are you going to come out and stand up and answer for your actions? The ball's in your court now.
He says he likes this. He said that on his show yesterday. He likes that we're talking about him. You know, unfortunately, he's missing the whole point. The point isn't to give him more free advertising. The point is that we're trying to talk directly to him, and since Alex is too much of a coward to get on the phone or answer our emails, we have to do it this way.
Right.
We've already tried the private, direct approach. Alex is hiding. He's running from Wing TV.
And now, we need your help. We need your help because right now, Alex Jones only asks one thing of you. He wants you to send him money for his videos, or he wants you to send him money to subscribe to his pay-per-view site, or he wants you to send money to GCN to subscribe for the archives. We're only asking one thing of you, too. We want you to stand up and tell the truth. We want you to help us. We want you to call GCN. We want you to call in Alex Jones' show and other shows and ask these hosts where they stand on censorship. This is the alternative media, and we're worse than the mainstream right now.
You know what's even more disturbing? The utter silence that we're hearing, the roaring silence when it comes to all the great prolific writers out there who will rage with their pens and with their microphones on these radio shows on all kinds of issues, against the war, against the government, against this, against that. And now here we have censorship. It's against our First Amendment.
We have an issue that hits closer to home than any of these things. This is the First Amendment.
And it's happening within the Patriot Movement. It needs to be addressed. It's a serious problem. And none of them will speak up about it. And the reasons I'm getting, even today on the phone, well, you know, I don't want to, I want to keep writing for that big site because that's getting me a lot of hits. I'm all over the place on the internet now, but I don't have the guts to stand up against censorship.
So it's better, it's more important to be popular or have people hit upon your site or whatever than it is to stand up for the truth.
Now let me add this too. We don't know Steve from Ohio personally, but you see, we're defending his right not to be censored.
Right.
And we would do the same for any one of you. And we don't know you either.
Yeah. He was the one who called into Alex's show and asked him about 9/11 on trial. Got hung up upon instantly, just like the caller yesterday
did. It was Michael from Arkansas.
Yeah. And both of these callers then had their calls deleted, censored from the archives. It's how there's all of these supposed voices of conscience out there. Well, the only ones
selective
we see,
conscience.
The only ones we see being a conscience right now are us, because we're not going to back down, and we're going to keep pushing this issue until Alex Jones answers for his actions.
Right. So instead of addressing the issues that we pose, these valid issues, some of you out there, some of you writers out there even, are contacting us. Well, one guy wrote a hit piece against us because it's easier to attack the messenger than to address the wrong action being done by Alex Jones. And this one guy, Kerwin, writes this piece about us. Rents, of course, puts it up because anything that's against us, Rents will put up.
Well, first, before you read that, ask yourself a question, because the same thing happened with Mike Rupert, is that Jeff Rents absolutely refuses to publish any of our articles. Yet, whenever somebody puts in something against us, he puts that right up at the top of the list. And why is that? What is Jeff Rents doing? The only silver lining to this cloud is that at least people are reading about this issue. So we have to thank Jeff Rents for that. But it's just something else to keep in mind. Also, we had someone call us before the show that runs a site, and he says, Jeff Rents didn't even advertise or didn't even talk about or post any articles about 9/11 on trial. It's a complete blackout on us, except if it's negative.
Yeah, it sort of seems like a little coordinated campaign.
Exactly.
This guy, Kerwin, so he writes this hit piece. Rents publishes it, and we get a few copies sent to us by different people today. Now, I responded to an email to a story he did a few days ago, Climate of Suspicion. And in it, he's going after Victor for an article he wrote called Cult of Fear. When Kerwin responded to me in the email, he said, I don't know anything about Wing TV. I don't listen to Alex Jones. I sometimes go to his website or to Rents's. Okay, so now he's saying he doesn't listen to either of our shows.
But he's writing about us.
But he has the wherewithal to write an entire two articles now. One was based on the one article. The other is now in response to my emails.
So that would be like me writing an article about quantum physics.
Right.
Which I know nothing about, but I'm going to write an article about it. That's exactly what this individual did.
So in his latest article, he's basically telling us, well, that we're wrong, that we're trashing the truth. What we are is pointing out the truth. Of course, Kerwin doesn't address any of the issues that I raised.
Like censorship.
And I listed them by number in the email to him and said, address the issues. He'd rather attack the messenger.
Right.
And so what he does tell me, which he fails to tell you in his article, is that what he just said in his email to me was, if we're not willing to live with any more illusions, because I told him, we're not willing to live with any more illusions even within the alternative movement. We deal in reality. He says, if we're not willing to live with any more illusions, then maybe we're in the wrong end of the business. What are you saying here, Kerwin? Are you saying people should be living in illusion?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
That's like Kyle Hence saying people aren't ready for the truth. This guy is saying people need to live with illusions. And they're like, when we come out on Wing TV, we say we want absolutely no illusions.
Right.
And you know how easy it would be for us to come out here and have everybody like us? We could do what Alex Jones does. We could sit out here and read newspaper articles all day to you. That's what Alex does. He reads newspaper articles to you, and then he pontificates on them. Big deal. You know how easy that would be for us to do? We don't want to do that. We want to come out here and break through all of the illusion and tell you the truth.
Basically, Kerwin doesn't want people to dissent. He says that organizing people for direct activism, which is what I proposed, should happen. Would group people together and make them more easily targeted to be silenced. So basically, Kerwin is afraid. Kerwin is afraid that he might get arrested if he stands out on the street and protests. Okay, so he's trying to discourage people from doing that, sort of like what Alex Jones is doing.
Well, it's promoting fear again.
Right.
And Lisa and I have now done dozens of protests,
right.
And not a thing has happened to us yet. We've been
diametrically opposed to empowering people to direct activism. What he's trying to do is keep people sitting quietly on the sidelines, passing videos around, reading his articles and writing articles and doing nothing.
Now, here's another thing. Alex comes on his show and he says, well, I won't engage in fighting like this. I won't do this. This is just a distraction. But what he's doing by saying that is actually distracting you. He's saying, well, I don't want you to actually know about the issues that they're raising. So what I'm going to do is distract you by saying it's a distraction.
Well,
how about Alex
characterizing it as infighting, which is what the writer on the phone today characterized it as. I said, no, we're pointing out wrongdoing.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
You should be outraged by it, too.
And since we're on the subject of infighting, let me pose this to everybody. If somebody's out there censoring their archives on a regular basis, if somebody's out there spreading fear and paranoia, if somebody's out there spreading disinformation, I don't want to be united with them. I want to be united with people that want the truth above all else.
Right.
And so it's like I was telling Russell Pickering on the phone. I says, what if Jeff Rentz and Mike Rupert and Alex Jones and all of these other individuals came out and they said, the moon is made out of green cheese. And we came out on Wing TV and said, wait a second. The moon absolutely is not made out of green cheese. Then people would start attacking us and saying, oh, wait a second. You can't criticize those people because it's infighting. Well, wait a second. Does that mean that everybody has a pass then? Anybody can do anything they want to at any time because they're a member of the alternative media? When the mainstream media does this stuff, people raise holy hell about it. But when Alex Jones does it, people give Alex a pass. He's just being Alex. You know, Alex is above reproach.
I want to address a couple more things.
That's such foolishness.
Kerwin also says, organization is the kiss of death, that it removes personal responsibility that goes along with original thought. Is that so, Kerwin? So a bunch of people protesting, the government's lying about 9/11 out on the street, that means they're not taking personal responsibility, they're not thinking.
That's the epitome of it.
They're not free thinking. I think that stands in stark contrast to what Kerwin himself is doing, which is writing about something he knows nothing about.
And you notice what we're doing here? We're not afraid to actually confront our detractors. Alex Jones is horrified to do this. And you know why? Because he doesn't want anybody on his radio show reading these articles written about him, because it'll start opening up their eyes, planting ideas in their head, and they'll say, wait a second, Alex Jones isn't what he's cracked up to
be. He may be forced to hold himself to a higher standard. And if this guy isn't willing to live in integrity, then how much integrity can be found in his ideas?
Right.
Okay, also I want to tell you, you really need to go and get a movie called Enemy of the People. And you need to watch that because it parallels very eerily what's going on today in our country, what's even going on right here in this situation. And in that movie, the main character says, the solid majority is always wrong. And you know what? Time has proven this. The solid majority is always wrong. And the solid majority on this internet has been wrong about Rupert, has been wrong about Art Bell.
Yep.
And now you're going to find out in due time that the people who believe in this cult leader are wrong.
He's doing nothing wrong. Charles Manson controlled his followers through fear and paranoia. So did Jim Jones. So did Marshall Applewhite. So does the U.S. government. And so does organized religion. They control you through fear and paranoia. And what Alex is doing now, when he's censoring his archives on a regular basis, it's 1984. I'm going to hold that up so everyone can see it. 1984. And how anybody can stay silent about this is beyond our comprehension.
Right, or attack us for pointing it out. I mean, this is what the truth movement, the freedom movement is supposed to be about. Living in integrity, standing up for truth. Truth matters to us. It's not just lip service. That's why we're out here putting our heads on the pole.
Yeah. And you know how different we are from Alex Jones is we don't make our living. We don't support or live off of Wing TV. Alex's whole existence.
Call it OPM, other people's money.
Yeah. Alex Jones lives off of selling fear and paranoia to you. We have outside income. We have other jobs. We do this.
Working for a living.
Yeah, we work for a living. We come out here for one reason only, because we want to disseminate the truth for you. It'd be easy for us to come out here and have everybody love us, tell you what you want to hear. Well, you know what Bill Clinton did for 8 years? He put his finger in the air and told everybody what they wanted to hear. Whatever the poll said, that's what he did. You know how easy that'd be for us to do? Say, the New World Order is bad. Oh, we love Victor and Lisa because they're saying the New World Order is bad. But when we come out here and tell you a bitter truth, boy, it's hard to swallow then. That's a pill nobody likes.
Yeah, it's called cognitive dissonance. Yeah. And that's why a lot of you won't even consider the thought that Alex is doing any wrong. You're making lame justifications for outright censorship. You know, the people that pay money and buy his products and believe in him, a lot of them are really disappointed in him. And they don't understand why he's not addressing these questions, why he won't even have a dialogue. Is this adult?
Yeah. Here's a question. Go for the next 20 people you meet, whether they be family members or neighbors or people you work with or whatever, the first 20 people you meet, ask them one question. Do you think censorship is right or wrong? What do you think those 20 people are going to say, Lisa? Do you think it's right or wrong?
Well, they would say it's wrong.
I would say 20 of 20 people are going to say censorship is wrong. Now, the New World Order engages in censorship, right? Is that right or wrong?
That's right.
Yeah, well, it's wrong that they engage.
They do it, but it's wrong.
Yeah, it's wrong. Now, Alex Jones engages in censorship. That's wrong. Everything about censorship is wrong. Why are we giving this guy a free pass on it? Write to him. Call the radio shows. Call GCN. Raise your voices up. Folks, we need your help.
And you know, if you're really opposed to something, then you know that there's a risk involved in speaking out and standing up for the truth. And so you go into it, or you should go into it, knowing that there may be a consequence. You may be arrested at some point. But if you believe in what you're saying and what you're doing, and it's not just lip service, and you are living and being in integrity, then you're willing to take that risk. Obviously, they're risking very little. They're risking very little. They're not arrested.
They're hiding.
Alex Jones hides behind his microphone.
In Austin, Texas, and refuses to come out from behind it. There's such a lack of moral principle. Where is his conscience? You know, he's acting like the Gestapo. The Gestapo that censors out all the information that he doesn't want to tarnish his carefully crafted image. Gestapo Alex. Lord Alex.
And let's get back to this, too. These people who are accusing us of fracturing and fragmenting and dividing these movements. We have yet to see a movement.
Yeah, where is the movement?
It's like the police state that's in every city and town of every state in this country. We don't see that either.
We see
random incidents here and there, but we don't see a pervasive police state happening right now in this country. It's a total exaggeration to say that there is one.
Yeah, these are nice illusions that are created that, like, the truth movement, well, what a misnomer that is.
Yeah. The truth movement won't even stand up for the truth.
The truth movement doesn't want anything
what
to do
lie.
With the truth.
That's a total joke then.
You know? And you know what? Let's close this show, Lisa, by thanking everyone that does get it even though we are talking about the ones that don't, there are a hell of a lot of people out there that do, and we want to thank each and every one of from our heart, because this is what matters to us, and we know what matters to you.
And we want to thank Steve from Ohio, and we want to thank Craig, and we want to thank Mark in Iowa, and we want to thank Michael from Arkansas, and all the people who've written to us and told us they get it, they are in agreement, censorship is wrong, and we're not doing anything wrong by exposing it. Don't attack the messenger for exposing the wrongdoing. Attack the information, the issues, and go after the person who's doing the thing wrong.
Call your radio show host that you listen to. Pick up the phone. It's not that hard. Pick them up, get through to them, and say, why are you staying silent about Alex Jones and censorship? Folks, we'll be back tomorrow. We're actually going to be interviewed. Instead of us interviewing somebody else, we're going to be interviewed tomorrow. It'll be a first on Wing TV. So tune into that. Thanks to Rick Biaseda, who wasn't afraid to talk about...
He's not within the narrow parameters.
Yeah, he wasn't afraid to talk Alex Jones.
And he's on
censorship.
AM radio.
Yep. So, folks, thanks a lot. If we sound like we're mad, you know what? We are.
Yeah.
Because the truth matters to us so intricately.
This is part of rising above yourself and doing a little bit more.
Yeah. Break the illusions.
Living in integrity.
Right.
And I'll say it again. Right. If the person will not live in integrity and be in integrity, then how much integrity can be found in his ideas?
Exactly. We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Thanks for tuning in. Keep your eyes open. And more importantly, keep your mouths open. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
Let's go next to... Let's talk to Steve in Ohio. Steve, go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Real quick, I got two things I want to talk about are very important, but I did want to say one thing, that Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani of WingTV.net did a beautiful job of doing that 9/11 on trial. Are you familiar with that?
Thanks for the call, sir. Sounds like the individual himself. Seriously, my broadcast is about serious issues, sir. And so if you want to turn the show into that, I'm just not going to take your calls. We're going to come back. We got a guest coming on to talk about a serious issue.